Good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, Murray's back today. We haven't seen Murray here at the station in a long time.
Yeah, no, Murray's made a rare visit to the station, and everybody's melting.
Good boy. Well, from that to a very serious subject. In the top of the New York Times today, you have talked about this from day one since the commission was set up, and I'm talking about the Moreland Commission in New York to fight corruption. And here's the headline, Cuomo's office hobbled state ethics inquiries.
Well, we pretty well knew this was going on. The very good reporter, Ken Lovett, working for the Daily News, reported months and months and months ago that the Cuomo people, while the Moreland Act Commission, which had been established by Cuomo to go wherever corruption or the stench of corruption was, and when asked whether they would be free to go to the governors, contributors, and others, he said, absolutely, the governor, the controller, the attorney general. Well, then it turned out, according to Lovett, they were taking orders by the second floor, otherwise known as the governor's office. And this caused great consternation. In the middle of all of this, we get a heads up that the commission is being disbanded by Cuomo. What had happened is he had negotiated a very weak ethics package. And a lot of people, including Preet Bharara, the U.S. attorney, seemed quite upset about the Moreland Act Commission, with a lot of very distinguished district attorneys and others on it, would be told to basically pack their bags and go away. And then this excellent article in the New York Times today backs the whole thing up and who said what and who was told to do what. And, you know, this is not good for Cuomo. So the next question from you, of course, David, is will this affect his gubernatorial chances? The answer is, of course, not. He's 36% ahead in the polls. Can't be stopped, in my opinion. We go back, and there's no real comparison here, and none intended, but we go back to the fact that Watergate had happened before Richard Nixon's second election didn't stop him either. So this thing will continue to unfold. I don't know that anything illegal happened here. It just seems that it wasn't pretty.
Well, Rob Astorino, the Republican candidate for governor, and Zephyr Teachout, who's challenging Cuomo for the Democratic nomination, stood together yesterday saying basically that New York is a corrupt state under Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Well, we have new evidence of that. We have a major new poll which shows that people perceive Albany as just a sewer. And that hasn't changed at all, even with Andrew Cuomo's attempts to become the champion of cleaning things up. And of course, both Astorino really behind in the polls, as I said, about 35-36%, and Zephyr Teachout running against Cuomo in a primary as a sort of candidate of the progressive community, get together. And I think they thought that, you know, this is a golden opportunity. Let's grab it and let's do it on the steps of the Tweed Courthouse, which is the symbol of corruption in New York City.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us with Murray today. Thanks, Alan and Murray.
Roof.